Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Keep your eyes open before marriage, half shut afterwards, advised Ben Franklin many years ago. Keeping your eyes open before you're married is pretty good business. The fact is that most people don't really know the person they meet at the marriage altar. And then after the honeymoon, they wake up and say, "This is not the person I thought I was marrying." Before you say yes to marriage, ask yourself 10 questions which can help you determine if your relationship has what it takes to make a good marriage. If you're married, working through these 10 issues can make yours a much better marriage. Question number 1. Do we share a common faith in Jesus Christ? Why is this important? Your concept of God and your commitment to what the Bible says affects every part of your life. How you raise your children, what you do in business, even as to how you celebrate your love together. It was because God knew that two people committed to Christ can have a far deeper personal relationship that Paul wrote, "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers." Question 2. Ask, what do we have in common? Music, art, sports, interests, or misery? Once the honeymoon passes, mutual interests become the glue that makes the relationship stay alive. Now, this is not to suggest that romance should die, but it is to affirm that a marriage needs more glue than sex to make it work. Two individuals who are attracted to each other because both are from unhappy homes or backgrounds seldom find happiness by marrying another unhappy person. Question 3. Can I love this person as he or she is? Or put another way, must I remake this individual into the person I want him or her to be? Part of the issue is asking if you would be comfortable waking up in the morning for the rest of your life, knowing that the first person you will see is the one you are thinking of marrying. Thinking that marriage will change a person into a thoughtful, caring individual who is committed and loyal is foolish thinking. A rule of thumb is, as now, so then, but more so. In other words, a person who is thoughtful now will be only more thoughtful after marriage. But a person who's always late to meet you will be later after you get married. Question 4. What attracts me to this person? An inner beauty? He's handsome or rich, or is there integrity within to which you are drawn? Physical beauty eventually gives way to the rages of time, but inner beauty grows with the passing of years. Question 5. Ask, does this person compliment me and add to my life, or is it a one-way transaction? Question 6. Do we both share common views on commitment? In other words, are we both committed to a marriage which will last until death us do part? Without commitment, there's no lasting hope for future happiness. Question 7. Are our family backgrounds compatible? Important? You bet. The bottom line is, you don't marry a person, you marry a family. Take a lingering look before you say yes. Question 8. Am I willing to be treated as his or her parents treat each other? We tend to replay in our marriages what we've grown up with, which we have seen firsthand at home. Question 9. How does the person I am thinking of spending the rest of my life with respond to trouble and pressure? Can it be faced? Can he or she forgive? Can we pray together? Question 10. Do I really know this person? Can we communicate and share our hearts, or is our relationship strictly physical?
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.